From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. President Trump is due to meet today with the Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives, Paul Ryan, and sign a number of executive orders as his administration begins its first full week of work. During a staff swearing-in ceremony, Mr. Trump spoke about the agenda for that meeting.
We're going to start some negotiations having to do with NAFTA. Anybody ever hear of NAFTA? I ran a campaign somewhat based on NAFTA. But we're going to start renegotiating on NAFTA, on immigration, and on security at the border. And Mexico has been terrific, actually, terrific.
The White House says Mr. Trump will soon meet with the leaders of Canada and Britain. Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto visits Mr. Trump on January the 31st. Two influential U.S. Republican senators are now backing President Trump's nominee for Secretary of State, oil executive Rex Tillerson, boosting his chances to be confirmed this week as the Senate works to fill key cabinet posts in the new administration. Hours after Donald Trump took the oath of office Friday, the Senate overwhelmingly confirmed his picks to lead the Pentagon and the Department of Homeland Security. The confirmations of other nominees are proving to be more contentious. Syrian government and opposition delegates gathered Monday in Kazakhstan's capital for peace talks backed by Russia and Turkey that rebel sources said would not include direct negotiations. The negotiations were expected to focus on cementing a nationwide ceasefire mediated by Russia, Iran, and Turkey in December that has largely held. The six-year civil war is reported to have claimed hundreds of thousands of lives. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. West African troops moved into the Gambian capital to secure President Adama Barrow's arrival from neighboring Senegal just hours after the former president, Yahya Jammeh, left the country. An advisor to Mr. Barrow spoke about the ongoing security concerns following last month's election.
It is absolutely imperative that peace, security, and stability of the country be fully secure. The political and security gridlock imposed upon us after our victory in the elections of 1st December 2016 continues to present formidable challenges at all levels and is of fundamental concern.
Meantime, there is no word when President Barrow will return to Gambia. Severe weather struck the southern United States, killing at least 18 people, and forecasters are warning of more deadly storms to come. The governor of the state of Georgia declared a state of emergency in seven counties that suffered deaths, injuries, and severe damage from the storms. President Trump spoke with the governor to express his condolences and offered U.S. government support for their recovery from those storms. Samsung, South Korea's largest conglomerate, says an internal investigation has revealed that faulty batteries are responsible for the fires that hit its flagship Galaxy Note 7 smartphone last year, causing a nosedive in the country's profits and a serious swipe to its reputation. The head of Samsung's mobile division apologized at a press conference on Monday in Seoul. Samsung is expected to release another smartphone soon, but the company has not given a timetable for the launch of the new handset. After Sunday voting in France, the center-leaning Manuel Valls will face the more liberal Benoît Hamon in a runoff on January 29. That is when left-leaning voters, will choose their candidate to confront conservative and national rivals in the presidential election. With Europe shifting to the right politically and the deeply unpopular current president, François Hollande, ruling himself out, the competition is expected to be tough for the socialist nominee in the race in the April-May presidential election. The biggest issue are European Union membership, immigration, and the economy. And Cameroon military helicopter has crashed near the country's northern border with Nigeria, killing the commander of the nation's troops and three others. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.